Hi, welcome back to the podcast.
I never know what to say when we open these things. So
yeah, because it's been a very fucking long time since we posted a podcast. This is actually episode 12.
Well, technically it's episode 15.
Okay. Yes, I will say that. The only reason why we haven't posted anything, because we have recorded, okay? I'm not going to lie. We have recorded, but I haven't posted them because the audio sounds like shit. And it's hard. We were recording on multiple laptops and trying to get the tracks to measure.
So basically, Brenton's garbage.
I'm not garbage
at editing.
I'm sorry for that glitch. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, sorry for that glitch. I unplugged headphones and it just fucked up the entire track.
Because Brenton sucks.
And I'm going to stop it again because I need to listen to it. And we're back after those two breaks.
It's not even going to be a break for them, though. It's literally going to be like...
like seconds.
Yeah. I don't even know about it. Like immediately after.
Yeah, but anyways. Yeah, we recorded other tracks. We had one... I'm not even going to mention names, but... We recorded one before Thanksgiving. Or was that before Christmas? And because the audio... yeah, trying to mesh that up was shit. Didn't post it. Then we recorded two more, I think, after.
Yeah, we recorded one on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And people were yelling in the mics. They were a tad bit drunk. It was actually a really good episode, too.
Yeah, it was.
So I can't get the audios on point. So, no, I'm not going to post it.
Stop being a little puss.
No, because I don't post mediocre bullshit.
Did I just call you a little puss?
Yes, you did. And I think I said the term incorrectly, but I don't give a fuck. Hello, everybody. It is Sunday, February 11th, 2018.
Oh my God, February is halfway over almost.
You will be listening to this podcast on February 11th. I'm stepping my A game up. I'm going to post this shit immediately after we're done with this.
So basically, hey, it's February 23rd. How are you guys doing?
No, it's not. I'm serious. I'm going to post it right now after.
Right now after.
You know, because we had one listener who is loyal.
Yeah.
That loyal ass listener. Like,
you could say his name, I guess.
I was going to ask you earlier if we could mention his last name, too, but
no,
I'd rather not. I want to keep it.
Absolutely not.
I want to keep it on that Zendaya Beyonce kind of level because he's a legend.
Okay.
You know?
Relax.
He is a legend, okay? This dude sent home a bag of candy to me. He's a legend, okay? And in that bag of candy, like, you don't get this often, okay? Okay? It's like, even when you go in trick-or-treating at Halloween, you don't get this shit. I think it was one time I went trick-or-treating, I got this. It was a full-size Snickers candy bar.
Yeah.
Do you know how much Snickers cost?
They had boxes of candy, so, like...
It's just the fact that he did it anyway. I think I met this kid a couple of times. I have met this kid a couple of times. but yes, to the legend. For what you are. The most loyal, the most honest, who don't give a shit, he'll just go blurting out whatever is on his mind.
Yeah, he will.
You know, one day he's going to be on the podcast. I'm looking forward to having him on the podcast.
Can it be after?
After what? The summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Or not even after the summer. Once it gets to the summer, then it can happen.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And that legend, his name.
You're being so dramatic.
I'm just playing. It's not Charlie Baker. It's Lucas. What's up, Lucas?
I almost said his last name.
Props up to you, my boy. Thanks for the candy. I appreciate it. You know, I might be a little sick right now. Actually, it's allergies. I'm not sick.
Uh-huh,
but
no,
I don't give
sick.
A fuck. I'm going. I ate the Snickers. I was going to go through the entire bag, but like I would wake up yesterday. Like I was in and out of sleep. You know what helped me fall asleep too? White noise.
No.
I don't listen to, not the TV. I played it on the Google Mini. Because that one movie, what was that?
I do need noise, like the sound of the fan. I have to have the sound of electricity. So I guess that's white noise. But
yeah.
When I think white noise, I think of like the snow on the television.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't listen. No, I'm not
like
watching
the
television
buzz
with
of
that
the
shit.
Fan.
That movie freaked me out.
The Ring.
No, it wasn't The Ring. It was a movie called White Noise. Where this dude's wife died or some shit like that, and he was talking to her beyond the grave from White Noise.
Never
so
seen
I'm like,
the
I
movie.
Don't play with that show
I've
on
never
television.
Even heard of it.
But when I see a show
when
on TV,
I
freak
snow
out.
On the TV, I think of The Ring.
Of The
That's
Ring?
The movie
yeah, no.
But anyways, I have to have the fan on, and then I have a humidifier, and that is really loud. So
why not just music?
No, it can't be anything that has like. So it can't be like instrumentals because I only hear the eerie notes and then I will have a nightmare. And it can't be people talking because then the words start to get into my dream and it'll be like one word and that will turn my dream into something completely different. And my dreams are super vivid. Like, it's kind of ridiculous how vivid they are. Like, I could tell you everything down to like the color of someone's shoelace aglets.
What?
That's the plastic tip at the end of a shoelace.
That's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, it's yeah. weird.
Nah, yeah, the white noise helped knock me the fuck out. And I would wake up periodically and I'd be like, I want to eat some candy. But have you ever eaten candy at night or eaten something at night and woke up the next morning and you
feel
had
like your
that
teeth
nasty
are gonna
taste?
Fall out?
No, not fall out so much, but that nasty taste.
I feel like my teeth are gonna
So I was
fall
like,
out.
I'm gonna prevent that from happening. So I'm saving that candy for this week. Taking it to work, munch on it at work, and do shit else. So
work, maybe.
Yeah. Actually, now I have to start because I might be starting a new job soon.
Yeah. At the same firm?
No, different firm. Oh. I'm not going to put them on blast right now. I don't put any other firms on blast, actually.
I know. I'm the only one. Oh, that's another reason why we couldn't post one of the episodes because Brenton said the name of the school that I work at.
I'm able to edit that out, so that's not a big deal.
Yeah, but once you edit something out and there's more than one track that has it on there, that's when you start to mess stuff up.
I didn't say it multiple times. I said it once.
No. I'm saying that there was different microphones that all had it on there.
That's right.
Well,
that's why I was trying to make it like even everything out as far as where the vocals were. And at a certain point, I was able to get it right. But then 5 minutes down the line, after that 10-minute segment, it would start to echo and then fall off again where a couple of the tracks were ahead of themselves. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I still have them on my computer. I don't delete it, but it's just so frustrating. Hey, if anybody is an expert, Lucas, if you're an expert, you know, you can hit me up and possibly help me out. Lucas, if you know that kind of stuff, you know.
You're just going to keep saying his name now?
Yeah. He's a legend, man. I appreciate this kid.
We had to, I don't know.
And just because
I say
kid doesn't mean
you're
necessarily
actually.
A kid. I call anybody that's younger than me a kid. So just. Kid. Just clarifying that.
Don't
I call Heaven's 20. Well, how old is Anthony Casas?
22
years old. I call. Damn, he's young. I didn't think he's that young. Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because he just looks. He's buff. That's why I think he's older.
Yeah.
Than
when
him.
We were at the, I went to a football game for my cousin, right? And so
put that out there, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny story.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the stands with my family, and the
you
cousin that Brenton more. Is talking about.
You hear this shit?
It was his, the van.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his younger brother was playing football. It's for his high school. So Anthony is standing at the gate watching the game, and I was talking to someone, and then I looked down, and I was like, oh, who's that dad right there? And then he turned around, and I was like, this is awkward, because that's definitely my cousin. But it's funny now. Thinking back on
it. Yeah, very awkward to look down and see your cousin and say, who's that treat?
Looking like a snack.
Looking like a snack.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's his fault.
Did you not see him that before then? See what he was wearing?
I wasn't paying attention to that. Nope, not even a little bit. So anyways,
what?
It's just awkward.
Lucas.
What?
No, I just need to be what we're going to be doing now from now on.
Just randomly saying his name?
Yeah. So, again, apologies for not posting, especially to Lucas, because, number one fan out there.
Actually, Michelle asks often, too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She was actually on one of the podcasts. And Michelle, I apologize that I did
not
post that
episode. It's not going up because Brenton is... garbage.
I just said that, you know, I'll post it if I can get help from somebody that knows how to do this shit. Lucas, if they know how to work this out. I don't know that
Lucas knows how to do this.
He probably doesn't.
I don't actually though. He's pretty great, so yeah, he might.
He might.
Do you guys... I'm not even gonna lie. He does all kinds of stuff, and I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
You're like 12. No. I'm not actually like 12.
Mentally.
No, anyone that's younger than me, you're like 12.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Anyways, we're going to get fired.
Maybe you can edit that out.
Nah, that's fine. Not a big deal.
It's all good. He's our homie, so it's all good. how has your 2018 been so far?
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
It's just ugh. It's nothing spectacular. I don't know. It's getting better.
I think this is going to be a positive year. Things are changing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Not volunteering anymore.
You just wanted to talk about this. That's what happened here. Go ahead, Brenton. Tell us why you're not volunteering anymore.
And it's not so... I'm not volunteering for the camp program that we did every year. I've been doing this since 2006, and I came on as a director. They asked me to be a director in 2009, and it's just been stressful. It's been a headache to deal with certain entities, and now that's no longer a headache for me because I just said, you know what? I'm done. I have way too much gray hair.
You don't want to drop names now, huh?
I'm stressing out. What'd you say?
You don't want to drop names now, huh?
Well... Lucas isn't the cause of any of this. I'm done. I'm out.
He's out.
I want to live a stress-free life, and I think 2018 should be that year. Now, I'm not fully leaving the camp scene, okay? I'm working behind the scenes with some other stuff, and, you know, we have a nonprofit organization that's going to end up helping kids to go to camp, and not just, you know, specific types of camps. We're going to target all camps. We just need to get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. So look out for that. And then hopefully, you know, I'll be entering the camp scene again in the future, not near future, not like right now or tomorrow, next year. But yeah, I want to get back into it because that's my passion. It was fun. I love it. But yeah, well, so
I'm not giving up.
But you want to.
I don't
understand why you keep putting yourself through it. You don't enjoy it.
I don't.
You
love being working at camp.
Yeah, because it's fun. But
I don't like sleeping there. That's the problem for me.
I thought you didn't like the responsibilities and stuff of it either. As far as the stress of trying to like.
Dealing with that person.
Yeah.
That you don't want to name drop. That makes it less.
Enjoyable.
Yeah.
I remember the days of being a counselor.
But I love our kids, so
I remember the days of being a counselor and not have to worry about all the back end shit, and I enjoyed it every year coming. The only thing that gave me a problem was the headaches because I didn't drink enough water, and the kids that I had would be crazy as fuck all the time.
Yeah, because boys, the age groups that we have.
Girls are just as crazy as boys.
We
had girls a couple years ago calling each other pussy pants.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, so the girls are just as crazy as the boys are. I think it's as...
But no, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. The girls are different crazy. Like, girls just...
Their energy
say
levels.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Boys are, like, running around being crazy.
Throwing
and they, like, steal
and
candy out of your bag. And like, I found this while you were sleeping. Yeah. You didn't find it. You took it out.
You stole it from me. Oh, my God. There was this one year where, I don't know how the boys were playing, but they threw a rock and it ended up flying in my cabin and hit a boy right up under his eye.
Oh.
And I freaked out.
Of course.
I, like, stormed out of my cabin. Who threw that rock?
You scared Parker.
Sorry, Parker. Stormed out of my cabin yelling who threw that rock and everything, and I ran into the cabin and it was Sandro.
Of course it was. Oh,
I couldn't yell at Sandro. I had to be like, Sandro, dude, you can't throw rocks, man. Like, that's unacceptable.
Okay? I can still hear his voice like to this day.
That sounds terrible.
That sounds so bad. That didn't sound like him.
Sandro, if you listen to this, I apologize, my dude.
We haven't seen him in like, I don't know, freaking,
I hope he's doing well.
Like 7 years at least.
Who took care of him?
I don't know. He's a
I don't know the
kid.
Parent that took care of him. I know, but like his caretaker.
I don't know.
I wish I had their contact info so we can check up on him, but
yeah.
Yeah, he's like got to be like 20 now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It really is crazy, actually, to think about like all the kids that we've met that didn't continue to come to camp, or like the ones that were coming to camp for like several years and then just stopped.
Just stopped.
And you're like, fuck, what happened to them?
That's one kid I had in my cabin, Andrew Nofflin. No, was his last name Nofflin?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the Marines.
Really?
Yeah. Saw it on Facebook, I think.
Oh.
Yes, he's joined the Marines. He's like, came to us 1 year as a camper his last time. And he was doing such a great job. And we was like, do you want to come back at the CIT?
Like, and he was like, yeah. And then he
never showed up. I think, too, because he just lives so far. Nobody's going to take it. His caretaker wasn't going to bring him all the way over to
I mean, honestly, if they gave us permission to, I think any of us would have gone to get him to come to the meetings.
Yeah.
Sad.
We take him home sometimes, so I understand why it's not an issue picking him up. But it's apparently, we shouldn't have been doing that anyway. So
yeah, we're going to get fired.
But no, someone made it clear to me that working at a school...
Mm-hmm.
Well, private school at least, when the school year was done, they hung out with the students.
I'm not gonna
not like that, but if they like wanted to catch, like get some coffee or something at the whatever, or there was an event that happened and they got invited, they would go.
I don't know. So I'd have to read my handbook, but I really, I mean, like I love my students, but I don't think that I would want to hang out with any of them outside of work.
But what was charged at us was
jail.
No, not necessarily. Well, I mean, unless you're doing something.
Oh, well, that's true. I'm not in that. But I don't know. The way things are in this world today, I'm scared to even be like in the same room as them.
Yeah.
Like a kid.
Anybody.
I was in my, I was in the office.
Not just kids anymore.
No, I know, but I was in my office. That's true. I was in my office and I was grading or something. And they walked in and they wanted to talk to me. And I'm like, that's cool. You can talk to me. But I was like,
keep that door open.
Yeah. Cause they were about to close the door. And I was like, no, that needs to stay open because I'm not trying to catch a case. And
or, you know, like you can close the door.
I'm not going to say anything.
Prop up my camera.
And then he starts joking. Oh yeah. Miss Holly touched me. And I was like, what? You can't say that because.
Well, yeah. That's like in camp when you guys are just allowing Iverson and the rest of them be like saying what they were saying.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, y'all need to stop. That's not okay.
No, it's funny though.
No, it's not funny.
It's funny when it's not you.
Yeah.
But also not funny because you could really cost a person their job.
Yeah, and their life. Because I definitely would have killed myself.
Okay, relax. Yeah.
I'm just saying, the authorities take that shit serious.
Yeah.
So.
They do.
I'm not going to prison.
I will kill
myself first. You know? I would be the bitch. I'm just saying. Unless I take I go to hit the biggest dude in jail and get murdered or hit the cop and go and possibly get murdered or get thrown in the hole. But even when I get out the hole, like they're going to find out my rap, you know?
No. Yeah.
Rap or rep? What is it called?
Rep?
Reputation? Okay.
Yeah. Because in jail, you could literally murder a person and then they find out, they're like, you touched kids.
Yeah.
You're getting fun. Like, you're going to die right now. Yep. Like, that's how it should go.
And I'm not down to being somebody's bitch. So I will fix that right away. Yeah. I'll just murder myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to hell. He was like, God, I tried. That's not funny.
It's not.
Anyway.
This is a terrible conversation.
2018 so far.
It's getting better, except for Snapchat. Fuck Snapchat. Oh, I'm so mad at them for that stupid ass.
You know
update.
What? Fuck that entire team. You know, y'all dumb. I saw a video on The Verge when they were talking about we need to make it more easy for the users to find stuff because they find it more difficult now.
Nah.
And I'm like, how? How is this shit more easy? You're gonna, first of all, you're forcing everyone's public stories into my feed, my personal private messages feed now.
Yeah.
And if that's not enough, you're not, like, you don't separate my private messages from the stories.
Yeah, it's the stupidest thing ever.
And then they're...
In the Discover feed, you still have
people's... the public stories.
Yeah.
So. Even after you've watched them, they're still there.
Yeah.
I watched this morning. I went through everybody's fucking story. I watched everybody's story. And I go over to Discovery, and they're there too. There. And I'm like, why? Along with the advertisements. And when you're watching, like, the, I guess in your swipe to the left or whatever. What do you call it now? Oh. Your private and story section. When you're watching those, at least it gives you the option to, like, watch the next one. Like, it's like, if you don't want to watch it,
do you want to watch it? Swipe. I mean, tap. If you don't want to watch it, swipe. And then it'll show you the next person.
When you're in Discoveries, it's like, it just, all right, I'll watch the story. And it just goes into the next. Like, you're forcing me to watch all these fucking... I don't want to hear about Kim Kardashian. I don't want to see that shit.
I hate when people send me stuff about Kim Kardashian or any of the Kardashians. Like, I care about their lives. Like, I really don't. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
They can all trip and fall into a ditch. 0%
of me that... And that ditch wants can be a volcano. To know about, okay, I'm not being dramatic like Brenton, but there's 0% of me that wants to hear about anything that the Kardashian family is doing. Like, I don't care. Passionately don't care. Aside from naming
their babies dumb shit.
No, I don't even care about that. Like,
what's the new baby's name?
I have no idea. I don't want to know. Like, they literally... I don't understand why people
are so obsessed
care
with
so
them.
Much about celebrities in general, but especially them.
Hey, I'll take that. I want to be a celebrity one day.
No.
Yeah, I want people to ask for my autograph.
I mean, okay, even still, I'm saying...
Do you know how
I don't need
felt?
To know that they went to the fucking store. Like, that's not important information to me.
Depending on what store they go to, that is what sells shit. That's why they do
it. No, like, I think it was Meghan Trainor or someone. They went to like a sex store with her fiance, husband, boyfriend, whatever the guy is to her.
Yeah.
And like it made the news. And I'm like, why is that anyone's business? Because
like, they're like, she shouldn't be going to a sex store.
Why though? Like if they were a regular person, then
they don't consider you to be normal.
But they are, which is annoying to me. Yeah, so it's really sad. Why I don't want to be a celebrity. I'll have celebrity money. Shit, give it to me.
Yeah. But I think that's why Justin Bieber took himself out of the spotlight. I think it's a smart move. Yeah. He's not like as visible as he used to be.
I suppose.
He wants to live his life, which is smart.
Yeah.
Smart for you, Justin. Good job. Good job, Justin.
Justin Bieber is not listening to this.
He's probably not. He probably is.
No, not probably not. He is not listening to this.
Lucas.
Oh my God.
Maybe he knows Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah.
This episode, what is this episode?
It's everything. Yeah. Everything that has not been for the past five. We even recorded a pod away from home, and I couldn't post it because it got heated. So.
Yeah, Brenton starts arguments.
What are you talking about? It was actually a really good conversation, but it went sideways for a bit. But, I don't think it was sideways, actually. I loved it. The conversation was awesome. Well, it was the after.
There you go.
Yeah, but.
So, stop being dramatic.
Oh, my clothes finished. I don't want to stop the podcast, though. You got to start washing clothes. Oh, that was just the washing machine, though, because the dryer was on an hour. yeah.
Who hates laundry? Because.
No, laundry is the best. Smelling it after the fact. I love smelling the laundry.
Well, because I don't use dryer sheets, so it just smells like.
My Tide.
Hot.
I don't use pods. Oh, God.
Oh, we're getting into that?
I really didn't want to.
Let's get into it.
Because I don't think that it deserves to be even talked about. Because you fucking idiot ass generation, which one? X?
No, Generation Z.
You guys are idiots.
Yeah. No, they 100% are. But
wait, who's a part of Generation Z?
Anyone born
is
after,
our number
like,
one fan part of Generation Z.
He is.
Okay, indeed. Generation Z, you're all fucking idiots, except for Lucas. Except for Lucas. That's it.
That's the only one.
Yeah. Because I guarantee he wouldn't be one of those stupid children or adults to be eating.
Well, okay, so Thai pot.
They're not adults, they're children.
I was reading into it, though, and apparently a lot of people have been lobbying, even before Generation Z started eating them just because it was a joke, people were lobbying for them to change what they look like because people with sensory disorders, they find them appetizing. They look at them and they're like, oh, it looks like candy. And then babies also, like Faith, see them and it's colorful and shiny and they're like, I'm gonna put that in my mouth.
Okay, yeah, so, that makes sense, I guess. So then what are they going to do? Because just eliminate pods in general?
Well, you know.
I mean, I don't hear them eating dishwasher pods.
Right, because they're not pretty.
Yeah, they're like squares.
Yeah, they're just the square. And they look grainy and not.
That's true.
Like anything I would want to eat.
I don't think the Tide Pods do anything anyway, as far as washing your clothes.
Honestly, I feel like, where does that little plastic covering go? I don't care that it dissolves. I feel like it doesn't dissolve all the way.
It actually, when I washed the sweaters
yeah.
that we had bought for camp, it melted on one of the, on Karen's. See? And I owed her another one. I don't know if I ever gave it to her. Actually, I owe Juanique a sweater. But Juanique, if you're listening to this,
she ain't listening.
I don't have any more for your size. That's why I haven't. I thought I told you that already, but she asked me the other day, where's my camp sweater?
Oh, tell her you have a medium and she better get off.
I don't have a medium.
Oh, what size do you have?
I think the large and extra large and 2X.
I would like another one.
I guess.
Thank you. Large is fine.
So you could tear it all up again?
I don't tear them up. I cut a V into the neck because it chokes you out.
This is true. Well, I tried that too. And everybody said that my sweater, I looked very feminine. Now, the fuck are y'all talking about? It was just choking me like heaven was. So I just cut it. Why has it got to be a feminine looking thing? Like, oh, I like this look on you. You look so feminine. Like, what the fuck?
Excuse me. Don't ever talk to me like that again.
It's not disrespectful. I mean, I guess it's. I don't take it to offense. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody that's feminine out there, guys. But
I don't think it's a feminine look, though, because
it's not.
Antony's is cut like that, too. No one ever says
because I'm black, you know. I'm of that black excellence.
Melanin popping.
Yes, black excellence. Speaking of, black I forgot Panther. To post a Black History fact yesterday.
Oh.
And I got to post another one today on Facebook.
Because it's Black History Month.
Yeah. I decided I was going to post a black fact every day. Indeed. Something that's unknown to people.
There's probably a lot of things. Literally, you could be like, you could say anything and most people wouldn't know.
I guarantee there's a lot of people that didn't know about Black Wall Street and shit like that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
How the KKK just went and murdered all those people and businesses. It's really sad. Real sad stuff, but on a positive note, Black Panther, baby! Black Panther comes out! I'm so excited for that shit.
Next week?
Next week, yeah. And I didn't buy a ticket.
Oh, no, it comes out Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm going to watch it Thursday night.
I'm
just going to be late to work.
I want to, but
I don't like theaters that are packed.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do premieres already. Like, I'm not about it.
Yeah.
And just because I have zero faith in humanity, I feel like because this is a black superhero movie and it has so much going behind it and everyone's hyping it up so much, I honestly feel like it's going to be another Dark Knight situation.
What you mean?
Because when the Dark Knight came out and there was that shooting in the theater in Colorado.
I think that was something else.
No, it was Batman.
Really?
Yeah. But
there's already been that. People, like white people, are saying, I don't know what they're saying. I've seen posts where they're like protesting the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For what? Like, why are y'all doing this?
Exactly. My point. Hollywood is white.
100%.
Why it's a big deal to people, but it is. And so I don't know that it's something.
It's like you see the Avengers. Every single Avenger is white. Iron Man, Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk, Batman,
Thor,
Superman, all these movies,
yeah,
all these many years,
yeah,
white folks,
yeah,
we get Black Panther, all black cast,
even the two Green Lantern, which I think in like, the comic book he was black.
Yeah, the Green Lantern. Well, no, I think he was white first, and then he turned black. Or if he was black in general, then they made him white.
I don't know.
That's the thing. I don't let that shit bother me. I'm over it.
But I'm definitely not down to go to the premiere night.
We could go with, I'm more sure Anthony Costas would want to go. Mm. So you can just sit between. That's fine. And if Anthony wants to go too, then he can sit between us too. So it won't be awkward sitting next to random people. No, but we have to probably stand in line.
It's not even that I'm worried about being sitting next to random people. It's that I'm worried about someone being stupid and coming in there and doing something stupid.
Ain't shit gonna happen at Victoria Gardens or Glendora.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I went to go see it, I want to go see it somewhere where, one, this is gonna sound bad, but where there's not gonna be a large population of black people, because I think that's what they would be looking for if they were going to do something stupid.
Of course, yeah.
So I was gonna go see it in Fullerton.
I was actually thinking about going to ArcLight and just paying the $22 if it costs that much to go see it. I'm like, this deserves to take all my money.
I mean, it does, and I'll probably see it more than once in theaters, to be honest.
They said it's going to be the number one movie. It's going to gross more money than Titanic.
I hope it does.
And
it's honestly selling out everywhere.
They're saying Michael B. Jordan is going to he's going to be nominated for an Oscar for his role.
Michael B. Jordan, but he's not even the main character.
He's not. He's a supporting actor.
No, I love him,
actor.
Though.
Yeah.
So he's great. I think.
But this is major, because this is the first time Marvel has been nominated for... It'll be Marvel nominated for an Oscar.
Really? The Avengers were not?
No.
Really?
No.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Black excellence, everybody.
Black excellence. Get on our level.
The black boy joy. And... what is it? Black girl power?
Black girl magic. Instead, hashtag black men smiling.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I really want to talk about that though, because someone posted posted a black man smiling hashtag, and he posted his picture and
he had his hat on.
And he was so happy and like his smile was so genuine and beautiful, and he was a beautiful person. And in one picture he was wearing a hat, in another picture he was not wearing a hat. And then some lady who was also black decided to comment on it and tell him, don't ever take your hat off.
Because he was bald.
And I'm like, I actually saw that picture, his picture again with someone else. Someone else commenting on it, and it was the Peanuts. No, I'm good. Mm-hmm. It was the Peanuts from the Proud Family movie, like saying his head looks like their head. And I'm like, why? For any reason, do you feel like, one, you have to put him down because of the shape of his head, even if it was shaped weird, which it wasn't. He just had a bald head. But he's sitting here posting this picture of him being happy, enjoying life. And you had to come in and make it something ugly. Like,
well, she hating because she ain't got no man. Look how she looked. That's why she hating.
See, that's what I'm saying. But even putting her down like that right now, like, why? Why does anyone ever have to put anyone down? Like, why can't you just let someone enjoy their life? Let them live their best life. It's not affecting you negatively at all whatsoever if someone is enjoying their life. So let them live it.
That's true.
And you go live your best life. And stop being so negative and putting people down. And this is just got real inspirational.
Yeah,
but I'm serious. I really want people to understand, like, you don't have to put anyone down to live your life. What the fuck is going on?
That's not cats.
Someone just attacked the top of the house.
And you should also remember, too, like, not everybody's as strong as you are, and you probably ain't strong yourself if you putting other people down.
Right.
You got your insecurities that you're trying to mask behind shooting on others.
Yeah.
But those other people, they might take that hard and go home and kill themselves.
Right.
So you need to fucking relax.
You never know what anyone's dealing with.
Be nice to each other. Damn. It's 2018.
Right.
Stop being mean.
So the moral of the story and the theme for 2018 is live your best life. And uplift
be nice
each other.
And treat others as you would
nice.
Want to be treated. And
be
if
happy.
You want to be treated like shit, then go jump in the ditch that's filled with
hugs.
Lava.
Okay.
Oh, we're trying to be positive.
Yeah.
Hugs. Bears.
Bear hugs.
Teddy bears. And gummy bears.
Oh, I hate gummy bears.
Okay.
I hate gummy candy.
Cotton
in general.
Candy. Okay.
Cotton candy.
Actually, don't jump in cotton candy.
Okay.
That doesn't
cotton candy is the
you.
Actual worst.
Yeah, it's a devil.
It's fun to look at. Like if you wet it and then you like watch
Satan's
it like
off. Or
I don't know. It does a weird thing, but it's cool. But like touching it when you're wet and it gets all sticky and crusty on your hands.
Don't like
I'm
that.
I'm not for it. I don't like it. Plus it's 100% just sugar, so fuck that noise.
Yeah. It's all bad for you. Trying to eat healthy 2018.
Well,
Kyle, has been a big, Kyle Spears has been a big inspiration to trying to want to eat healthy.
Yeah. Oh, to you. Okay.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah. I want to get like Kyle. Like first, yeah. I want to be buff like Kyle. Now I want to be skinny like Kyle.
Because he's not a bad skinny. He's like that.
Yeah.
And that like firm skinny.
Yeah. Well, he was already buff. Like he works out constantly. Like I don't go lifting weights, which I probably should. But like I got a cat, so
lifting
I don't have
weight
time.
Is healthy. What the fuck does that mean?
I gotta come home and feed my cat, man.
No.
When I come home from work and I feel like if he sees me, then I gotta stay here.
No. You could go to the gym and lift for an hour. He'll be fine.
Then I lose hours on sleep.
Barely. Not even because you sit up and you just watch TV anyway.
Frankie and Grace, that is worth it. Okay.
Okay.
Grace and Frankie, whatever.
Your health is probably worth it too. I'm just saying. I don't know for sure,
that's
but I'm
true.
Thinking it
that's
probably
100%
is.
True. Yeah. Well, there's a Planet Fitness popping up over here pretty
soon.
I know. Although we're leaving pretty soon.
I need to get back to.
We have a gym for free. There's no reason to pay for one.
I paid $400 into it already.
But you can't go back there unless you pay more.
$400.
Yeah. It's fuck that noise. Why would I do that?
I need to, though.
No,
because
you don't.
I did so well when I was going there. When
discipline.
I was going to that gym, I was like, fuck yeah. I lost 18 pounds in like a couple of weeks.
True, because you were following the diet.
No,
and you were,
I wasn't actually. I was not following the
out.
Diet. And if I had been following the diet, I would have lost way more than that.
Yeah. I think you can still discipline yourself.
Nah.
It all starts in the kitchen.
Nah.
It starts in the kitchen the most. Yes, it does.
I mean, I guess it does, but
yeah.
Still not.
If you start eating healthy in the kitchen, we stop doing fast foods, then I guarantee.
But I like Chick-fil-A too much.
You can have Chick-fil-A once a week. Once every 2 weeks.
Mm-mm.
Put it back there. Yeah, once every 2 weeks. Mm-mm. Chick-fil-A is bomb. Not denying that. Once every 2 weeks, just to, you know, what is that? Scratch that itch, then it'll be all good.
Nah.
Yeah, but I want to go back. Vegetarian is so hard, but I'm going to try to do it. I'm gonna really try to do it.
No, I'm not a fan of being a vegetarian.
Starting today, going vegetarian.
I'm
going
to pass on it.
You already told Rain you was going to do it.
Yeah, I know. I lied.
Wow.
I'm going to pass.
Wow. Talk about loyal.
Wow. No, I can't do it. I like meat too much.
You don't, I say, well, I don't even eat meat like that. The most meat I eat is chicken. I don't eat beef.
Well,
I don't eat lamb. I don't eat
okay.
pork like that.
I don't eat pork, but beef, chicken.
I don't even eat fish like that. So, yeah, I could think this would be easy for me. Can't you still be a vegetarian and eat fish only?
That would be a pescatarian.
I'm fine with being a pescatarian.
You don't. You just said you don't even like fish.
Yeah, but if I need a substitute for like a meat.
You know what I really want? I really want sushi.
Yeah. Sushi's not that grand.
Oh, it's so good.
It's all right. It ain't that bomb.
It's so good. I want sushi right now.
Well, try going outside and surviving because the winds are picking up out here. And swear to God, it's like spring is here already. Which you say that it is, but the groundhog said
okay,
no.
Okay, well,
it's
the
not.
Groundhog, there's no science in that. So it's going to be spring.
It's a tradition that the United States.
Okay, well, the United States is dumb as fuck. We all know that.
No, there's no denying. I honestly feel like it's still flu season, too, though.
Oh, it 100% is still flu season. And this is like the worst flu season, or so
been.
I've heard.
Yeah.
The worst flu season.
There have been so many kids to die from catching the flu.
Yeah.
Shout out to those families.
So wash your fucking hands and stop taking your children and other people around people that are sick.
Shout out to the families that lost their children.
I mean,
and now you're
shout out to them.
You should have washed your kids' fucking hands.
No, I'm saying the people that have not passed away from it, the people that haven't caught the flu yet,
wash
your fucking
hands. Use hand sanitizer. Like, go do that. Go to the 99 cent store. If you're too proud to go to the 99 cent store, go to your local Bistro Farms.
Anywhere.
And buy some hand sanitizer. Make sure your hands are clean, 100%.
Yeah, literally.
Always. You know, be a germaphobe. Always.
Seriously.
You don't want to pass around your germs, getting people sick, or catching somebody else's shit. That's gross.
It's ridiculous.
I started to wear a mask going into work because my allergies are kicking my ass right now.
Yeah, I'm not. I had the flu. I got it because I work at a school and kids are gross and
yes,
they like
are.
To be all in your face and all over you. And it's really hard not to catch it at a school, honestly. Even if you are washing your hands constantly all day, which I am, especially when I work with kindergarten. And I did catch it. And I only passed it to one person.
Who is that?
Doesn't matter.
That's really sad. So you're one of those. Well, no, should have washed your fucking hands and used hand sanitizer.
I thought I was over it, and I wasn't.
Yeah. I'm not. I don't fuck with the flu. I don't even get the flu shot. I don't play with that shit. I feel like my immune system
honestly,
is so weak.
I blame that person. They shouldn't have been all in my face.
Okay. Was it Lucas?
No.
Okay. I don't even get the flu shot because I feel like my immune system is so weak that I'll catch it from that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty bad one. So.
And what they're gonna do next year? I think they're gonna use the flu from this year.
To create
a vaccine to give you a flu
shot.
That's
also, and like, I have an issue with the flu shot.
No, y'all need to relax.
They are basically just putting in a small version of
that. Hoping
that
your body can fight it off.
Right, because if you don't, you still going to catch that flu.
And you going to die.
I don't know if you're going to die, but for sure
you can die.
Catch the flu.
Fact.
So, I'm not an advocate for flu shots. Not at all.
With the flu... I remember as a kid, I would have a stomach problem, like stomach aches. Maybe it was just a different thing.
Maybe I was just having stomach aches. Hmm.
But my aunt would always tell me to go grab some ginger ale and drink ginger ale, and that would help soothe my stomach problems. I'm not sure if she knew that.
You're
doesn't necessarily say that there's ginger in there, because ginger does help with that issue with stomach problems, but.
Ginger snap cookies. That's where I would when I needed.
That's sugar, though. If you're sick, you're not supposed to have sugar.
Ginger snap cookies.
Just eat ginger.
Ginger snap cookies.
Or just eat ginger. Get the root.
No. Just have you ever tasted ginger?
No, but
yeah, it's garbage. That's what ginger snap cookies are not good.
Ginger
tasting.
Candy is probably better to have than ginger snap cookies.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because ginger candy is literally ginger.
Ginger tea.
Dehydrated and then sugared.
You can make ginger tea. You can just boil
can
the roots
that.
In water.
You can do that.
It's going to taste gross, but it'll help soothe your stomach.
Yeah, and
ginger and
some
honey.
In there.
Some what?
Turmeric.
What is that?
Turmeric.
Okay. Is that a season?
Yes.
I'm not putting no season in my tea. No. I'll do
it's
the ginger
spice.
Root and honey or spice. It's still.
No, it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's very good for you.
Honey and ginger.
Turmeric also.
I'll pass on the turmeric. It sounds like something you shouldn't be having.
No, it's definitely something you
should.
Do
we have that here?
Everyone should have it. Of course we do.
You guys put it in shit?
I don't know.
Then why do we have it?
Because it's good for you.
Okay, so we have it, but don't use it.
We should.
It's still sealed.
Probably. I mean, like, we have put it in stuff, but I don't think we've put it in stuff recently.
How can companies do that, though? Have a product, say... 100% ginger, and it not actually contain the product.
Brenton is talking about ginger ale.
I wasn't calling out the company.
From
Canada Dry.
Canada Dry.
Yeah.
Because on the can it says
made
100%
with real ginger.
Real ginger.
Yeah. But in the ingredients, it doesn't state ginger is involved at all.
Yeah, there's no
ginger. It just says
ginger.
natural flavors.
Yeah.
And flavors. What does that mean, natural flavors?
That means ginger.
Natural flavors?
Yeah.
What kind of flavors y'all using?
Ginger flavors. No, I don't like. I don't know.
Ginger ale.
I don't like ginger ale anyway.
It's really good, but I don't like being lied to. So
I feel it.
It's kind of like drinking Simply Orange. At least I know it's 100% juice or real fruit.
Yeah, because on the
not from concentrate.
Yeah.
You know what else is not from concentrate?
What?
I got a bottle of Kroger orange juice a couple weekends ago, and I was telling myself this shit is got so much sugar in it, it ain't real orange juice, but it's cheaper than Simply Orange. I got it anyway. When we bought it to the house, on the bottle it says not from concentrate.
What's the ingredients say?
Didn't read the ingredients, it was orange juice. It wasn't from concentrate.
Yeah, but there's probably still all kinds of
I don't think that they would lie and say that it was not from concentrate.
No, I'm not saying that. Concentrate just means that they took bunch of oranges. No.
Oh.
No. Concentrate just means they took a bunch of oranges and they squeezed them all into one vat, basically, and mixed it with water.
With a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
Yep.
They can still do that.
Yep.
Yep.
But it doesn't taste as good.
Okay.
And it doesn't give you diabetes.
Got it.
Yes. So, not from concentrate. That's the way to go.
No, you should have read the ingredients, because if sugar was still on there, then you're still getting added sugar.
Not whereas a whole
with
lot.
Simply,
not as
there's
much
no
as
added
you do
sugar.
With Minute Maid. Minute Maid doesn't make orange juice from concentrate. They do make orange juice from concentrate, which is sugar.
No, that's not what concentrate means.
Yes, it means that it's syrup.
No.
That they mix when water, it's fake juice. Mm-mm. Yes.
Not at all.
When I see from concentrate, I think fake juice.
But that's not true. Like, yes, those cans.
Then why not put not from concentrate?
Juice, I don't know if you ever got them, but maybe
so
I
are
think
you telling
it's a
me,
black people
are you
thing.
Telling me that Simply Orange is squeezing oranges?
Yeah.
All the time. One bottle is 15 oranges.
Yeah.
Okay, so why can't Minute Maid do that same shit?
I'm not saying that Minute Maid can't. I'm saying that it's easier to buy the orange juice concentrate. Okay.
So why not just put
100%
oranges?
I don't know.
You know
those
oranges.
Cans of frozen juice?
That's from concentrate.
That's concentrate. That is concentrate.
So
you put that into a thing, and then you mix it with water, and that makes your orange juice.
Sugar. Because some of them you don't have to add sugar.
There's sugar in it. You shouldn't have to add sugar to orange juice at all.
Exactly.
No. So make your
from
own
concentrate. Yeah, I'm just gonna buy oranges and make my own goddamn orange juice.
Honestly, anyways, you should be eating your fruit and not drinking it.
That's why.
Because no matter what, you're even with Simply Orange Juice, I'm pretty sure they add some sugar to it.
And they have I guess.
Yeah, so when you
unless
eat
you're gonna
the
bottle
orange,
that shit up and throw it on the shelf right away, because it'll expire faster.
Yeah. It does expire pretty fast, simply orange juice. But if you eat the orange, the only sugars that you're getting are the natural sugars that are in an orange.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta start eating more fruit, too.
Fruit's not good for you.
It's a good sugar. It's not bad sugar.
Fruit
just
will make
don't
you fat, though.
But don't overdo it. And there are certain fruits that you should have and should not. And at specific times of the day. Mm. So.
Fruit's bad for you.
Not entirely. Okay. Not entirely.
I like fruit.
I love fruit. Celery.
No, celery is disgusting.
Celery is great.
It's disgusting.
Except it gives me a ton of gas.
Thank you for sharing that information with us.
Just being 100% real.
No one asked you to.
I know, but we're talking about vegetarianism and fruits.
We really were. That's so. How that conversation started.
All right, well, you got to get back to finish washing clothes. I got to take my clothes out the washing machine.
Yeah, your shit out the washing machine. What? The washer machine.
Yeah. Can you not die on the podcast, please?
No, seriously.
Not die on the mic?
That's the flu. Just kidding.
Well, this podcast has been packed with a lot of shit for episode 12.
I feel like it was really boring, though.
No, I think it was entertaining. There were some parts of it that were pretty good.
Anyways, if you want to go do a wine and painting night, I haven't said that in a long time. Put it in the comments below.
There's no comment section.
What the fuck did I just say?
Put it in the comments below.
Yeah,
there's no comment section.
You put it in the comments below.
Oh my God.
Snapchat me. The Heavenly Anne.
No, we're deleting Snapchat. Instagram is the way to go.
Don't Instagram me because I hate that shit.
Instagram is a lot better than Snapchat.
Find me on Facebook, Heavenly Anne.
That platform is dying too. They're all dying.
Hit me up on MySpace.
Oh God. Just hit us up on Twitter. You can inbox us on Twitter. Actually, Twitter is going to hell too.
Don't inbox me on Twitter.
You can email us.
Email me. That's right.
Commas and periods at gmail.com.
HeavenLHolly at gmail.com.
Put the personals out there, but I got sorry. That's the way to go.
Oh, I put my phone number out in one of the episodes.
People called you?
No, we didn't post it.
Oh.
In one of the episodes that we recorded and didn't post, I said my phone number out loud. So, sorry you guys missed out on that. But I'm just going to give it to you right now.
62- We're not doing that.
Why?
Because that's personal information
friends.
Should not be putting out there.
Fine.
Fine. No, if you want to put it out there
no
and get stalked, go ahead and do
no
it.
No one listens to this except for
Lucas.
And Michelle.
And Michelle.
Good times, good yeah, times.
Yeah, I just feel like that's how I've been getting, it's really weird. I've been getting these ads from in text message form. Mm-hmm. Don't know how they get my phone number, but they're sending me, do you need to refinance your house? I'm like, what the fuck? How? Why yes. is it going this way? First, it was email. You spam my inbox.
Yeah.
Now you're spamming my phone with text messages. That doesn't make any sense.
I get calls occasionally, and they're like, you signed up to be part of our timeshare program if you'd like to come.
Well, you already know what that is. Somebody put your name on a list.
Yeah, I know. It's irritating.
Yeah.
I'm like, Fred, don't do that. Don't put my name on anything.
Fred and Lorraine and Chili.
No, it was probably my nana.
And Rain.
It might have been Rain.
Yeah.
Rain and my nana. My mom and dad wouldn't put my name down unless they asked me first. Then they'd
do. Ain't nobody can afford no timeshare. Shit, it's expensive. It's like buying a house.
Literally.
And if I can't live there all year long, then don't be trying to sell me no goddamn timeshare.
I have to pay, it's $7,000 at the beginning of the year for maintenance fees and then $1,300 a month.
That's doing too goddamn much. No, and then you still got to buy points to vacation.
No, that's the $1,300 a month.
Oh, and how many days you get with the $1,300 a month?
I think you get like 2 weeks.
That's not bad.
Or something like that.
2 weeks every month? So, you're paying $1,300, you get 2 weeks in general for the year.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I think. Uh-uh. It might have been like 50 days or something like that.
How much is that?
It honestly depends on how many points the thing is. Like they get like, I think they had like 100,000 points or something like that. And so like when I was trying to go to New York per night, a room in New York was 16,000 points. But when my brother goes to Arizona per night, the rooms are like 200 points. So it just depends on where you're going and how long you're staying there.
Wait, that wasn't correct. What the fuck is going on?
It's a bummer, though, because they're getting rid of it. And so now we can't go to Mexico.
$15,000?
Yep.
And it doesn't roll over? Like, I don't get 2 weeks every month?
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Well, it does roll over.
What if I use up the 2 weeks in January? Then I'm screwed. Then
well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that it works out into weeks anymore. I think it used to be that way. But then they changed it to a point system. And so you get, I think they had like $100,000 points a year. And then depending on where you go, like in New York, there's $16,000, 16,000 points a night.
Yeah.
In Arizona, 200 points a night. So you could stay in Arizona for longer than you could in New York.
Basically. I just go stay in Queens.
I will never go to Queens because when I was getting stalked in New York.
Is that Queens?
Yeah. The guys that were stalking me, the ones that were following me around like and shit, they were from Queens. They told me,
yeah.
I live in Queens. And so when I went on a bus tour of this, the whole New York City, I skipped the Queens leg because I was like,
he's going to be waiting for me.
No.
He could be see me on the bus. He was like, hey,
yeah.
You didn't text me.
Exactly. So I saw all of New York except for Queens.
Yeah, I'll pass on New York
City.
I'm just going to stay in California.
Not all of New York.
I feel safe in California.
I feel safe in California, too, but I really want to move to Washington. So.
Nope, I'll pass on that, too. It's just way too much crazy shit happening outside of this state.
There's
this is my
crazy
safe
stuff
haven.
Happening in the state.
Yeah, not as much, though. Not in Southern California.
Mm.
Yeah, we got shootings at schools, but I don't work at a school.
I do.
Well, you'll be fine.
One of the kids actually said the other day, they were like, we don't live in the ghetto, because my kids are privileged. They were like, we don't live in the ghetto, so we don't have to worry about
except
anyone.
Yeah. He's probably privileged too, but it's okay.
No, he's good.
He has a good head on his shoulders.
Okay, well now everyone knows that Lucas goes to my school.
Okay. They don't know the school.
No, they don't. Anyways.
They'll figure it out though.
Yeah. Anyways,
Well, I said he gave us candy, so.
We didn't say how he gave us
hey,
candy.
This is the reverse operation. It's the.
What?
Did you know how, like, it used to be, like, kids don't take candy from strangers?
Kids give candy to
kids
strangers.
Kids are giving candy to strangers.
I'm not a stranger. You're a
That's
stranger.
That's true. I am a stranger. Kind of. Not
yeah,
really, though.
You've met him, so.
Yeah, I gave him a sweater.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he still have it?
I'm sure.
I think they took it back from it. If they did, then let me know. I'll give them another one.
They wouldn't take it back. Give me that. Anyways, like I was saying, So the kids are privileged, right? And so we just recently put up gates at the school. And
but I always had gates at the school.
No. They go all the way around.
Hmm.
But anyways, we were sitting in one of the buildings that they're... It's basically a house mm-hmm. on the back side of the street.
You put gates up at the school because of what happened at the...
I don't know why they
high
did
school?
It. I don't know why they did it, because the gates are actual garbage.
Is it a high school next to the school, or is mm-hmm. that a middle school?
It's a high school. The middle school is down the street. So anyways...
It's relatively too close.
We're sitting inside this building, and one of the kids opened the door, and that door leads to the street, just yeah. a regular street. And yeah. I was like, no, you have to close it. And they were like, why? No one's going to come in here. And I was like, what do you mean no one's going to come in here? And they were like, we don't live in the ghetto. We don't go to school in the ghetto. No one's going to come in here.
Jesus.
And I was like, you think that only things happen in the ghetto? Like, no, that's not true. If someone's being crazy, then they're being crazy. It doesn't have to be anything about the financial situation.
Because the stigma is the ghetto and blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah, but all the shootings that happen at schools very rarely are in the ghetto.
Yeah, I know. And the ones that do the shooting?
I'm not going to say anything about that. I'm just going to say very rarely do they happen in the ghetto. Shootings happen in the ghetto, yes. But school shootings... And mm-hmm. for the ones that I know about.
And by people I know of. Don't happen to those that go to ghetto schools.
They happen in schools where people can afford to have guns.
And not afford to have guns, but have access to guns.
Yeah.
I'll put it in that light.
Yeah.
And whose parents just don't be paying attention to their children.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to smack that kid, but I didn't. Because that's illegal.
Yeah, you would have went to jail.
Yeah.
All right, I think that does us for this episode of
what a way to end it.
Commas and periods. Don't do drugs. Don't shoot people. Treat everyone nice. It's 2018. Don't be an asshole.
Go see Black Panther. And fuck Snapchat.
Fuck Snapchat. If you went to go see Black Panther, give us a shout out. Don't give us a shout out. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Why would they
here.
Give us a shout out?
If you show me your ticket, I will give you something. I don't know what that is yet. We'll figure it out. But I want to see that you are supporting Black Panther.
Hey.
So
I know what we'll give you.
Don't announce it because I don't. You know what it is?
Uh-huh.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Well, if you shoot
a surprise, it's yeah. worth at least $50.
If you, oh shit, nice. There you go. You about to see a $12 movie to get something worth $50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her promise. So if you if you go see Black Panther, hit us up on all of our social networks or one of the social networks, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace,
Instagram,
Reddit, Snapchat, Hulu, all of them.
Can you contact people on Hulu?
I guess all of our information LinkedIn. Will be in the description. My Instagram.
Just text me. 626. Just kidding.
My Instagram is B Hakeem. You can figure out how to spell it yourself. Snapchat
really racist
is
when you're spelling it.
WTF Brenton. Wow. My Twitter is B Hakeem as well. Have fun with that. Heaven, you want to leave yourself?
Okay. Everything is The Heavenly Ann except for Twitter, and that's just Heavenly Ann.
Yeah. All right. So peace the fuck out. We'll see ya later.
Why are your ankles popping like that?
Don't do that. That's gross. Okay, say goodbye.
Adios, motherfucker.
What happened to your...
Bye!